Never let the Joker out my sight. Never went broke on an all or nothing. Never made a bet so out of line till I met you and I hit the ground with it.
Hey everybody, I'm Matt Hill. I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the AAPG conference, and I'm getting to introduce people that I meet to you out there. This is Lee Kristenick with Equus Energy Partners. Lee is the past president of the AAPG, and I just wanted to introduce him to you. Lee, how'd you get into this industry?
I got into the industry a long time ago now, but started out when I was a kid in third grade. We went out and looked and found a fossil. Later on, we went, this is down in Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's flat, it's broad, there's like nothing there. But I can imagine the ocean coming across, and we found fossils that were from the ocean. Okay, great. Later on, we went up into the mountains in the Rockies in Denver, near Denver, and I found the same fossil in rocks that were straight up, but beds were straight up and down and 13,000 feet above sea level. That told me that the world was a very different place back then, and I've been looking at why the world was that way ever since. That's what got me into rocks.
Wow. And somewhere along the way, you discovered there was oil and gas in those rocks.
I found out there was oil and gas in the rocks, and there was money to be made, and there's an opportunity to keep the lights on for all of us in America.
That's what our industry is about. I mean, all these amazing people really are just, you know, the good hearts and souls are like, look, yeah, it's profitable, but we all do stuff that's profitable. This is a way to contribute energy to the planet that's reliable.
Ultimately, our game is to keep the lights on, to make sure that people can get from one place to another, to be able to have a lifestyle that's worth having.
Yeah, I like being in the woods, but I like my camping gear in the woods.
I couldn't agree more with that. Yeah, it's right now, if we were to turn off all of America's energy 100%, and all of us went back to living in the trees once again, the impact on climate would be about 0.14 degrees centigrade in the year 2100.
Nope, I'm good. Let's see. I'll stay warm, I guess. You're here to give a talk on environment and climate change. What's that talk and what it's about?
Well, the bottom line on the talk is that if we look at the basic data, I don't claim to be a climate scientist, and when you do get into somebody else's science, you run the risk of misinterpreting what's going on. But what I can do is I can look at a simple XY plot, X meaning frequency of something or intensity of something, and looking across at being able to see, here's what it did in 1800, here's what it did in 1900, here's what it's doing now. And if we look at that with regard to hurricanes, what we're seeing is, in general, a decrease or relatively flat behavior on the average hurricane. Hurricane maximum size intensity is not increasing. And the same thing can be said for tornadoes, for floods, for rains, for almost all the things we hear, heat waves. The biggest heat wave we've had was during the Dust Bowl era, within the 140 or so year recorded history we have for climate. So the bottom line is that a lot of what we hear in the news is good for clickbait for the news, but it's not necessarily accurate relative to the actual data itself. And I'm taking that data from NOAA, from NASA, from good governmental sources.
So when we read articles, we need to discern where those sources are coming from.
Yes, and the question of normative science comes in. So normative science is when we take a situation and we say, here's a scientific observation, now I'm going to twist it just a little bit because I want to push a particular political or policy belief.
Well, then the narrative out there, and staggeringly what the politicians want to do is push policy that's against our industry. That's not going to help the climate.
I can't say that it won't help the climate. The question is, will it help the climate in a way that's measurable for the American people or for the world at large? The answer is we're looking at many tens, probably hundreds of trillions of dollars being invested in doing something that may not really be very doable. The climate is unbelievably complex, and I think anyone that would claim it isn't is not being honest about it. But within that complexity, there's some fairly simple facts. A lot of people in this world need power. They want to turn on their lights. And in China right now, China in the first quarter of this last year increased their coal production more than all the coal production of Europe. As long as that's going on, almost whatever we do in this country has virtually no impact.
Yeah, I mean, we can add our brains to the mixture, and that's about it. And we're not going to push back against a population that wants energy as much as they do. Where do people get a hold of you, and how do they get you to come speak at their events?
I'm more than happy to hear from them. You can look me up at my name at yahoo.com, or you can get a hold of me at Equus Energy, at Equus
Energy Partners.
At Equus Energy Partners, but Equus-EP.com.
Are you on LinkedIn, Lee?
We are on LinkedIn. You can find me, Lee Kristinek, on LinkedIn.
Most of us in the energy, that's our oil and gas Facebook, is thank you for LinkedIn. That's how a lot of people are seeing this right now. Lee, thank you for what you do. Appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate what you're doing.
This poor guy's seen this a little bit. Take care. God bless. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.